for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A report criticizes police response to violent rallies in Charlottesville over the summer, citing poor communication and a lack of preparation. Meanwhile, other efforts are underway to limit the display and use of weapons at such public events in the future. And pipeline opponents stage one final protest. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, December 4th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
A former U.S. attorney released a long-awaited report Friday on police response to the violent white supremacist rally in Charlottesville on August 12th and two other events. Tim Hafey held a press conference Friday announcing the release of the report, which found that the city and police failed to protect many people during the violence that occurred over the summer. According to the former federal attorney, the major mistakes were a failure to prepare and a serious lack of communication with the community. He believes there were many core issues within the city and Charlottesville Police Department that led to the violence and confrontations that occurred in May, July, and August, including poor communication between city and state police, and that officials at many levels had enough information to predict the threat of violence but failed to take it seriously. Hafey will present his report to Charlottesville City Council Monday evening, followed by a public comment period. Recent wins by state Democrats are giving new energy to the fight to expand Medicaid. Advocates held a series of events around the state on Friday to draw attention to the issue. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain was at one and has this report.
A small group from the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy gathered outside Virginia's Capitol Friday, calling on lawmakers to expand access to state-funded health care. Neil Caldwell has lobbied the legislature for years on the issue. But after November's elections, the Republican majority is down to just one seat. He's hopeful someone will change their mind.
There are some moderate Republicans who in their hearts know that this is a real solid common sense decision. It would make a lot of difference in the Virginia economy.
A new report from the Commonwealth Institute estimates Virginia could lose out on $138 million from the federal government over the next 2 years. But a spokesman for Republican leader Kirk Cox says free and guaranteed money from Washington can always disappear. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Hundreds of anti-pipeline advocates from across the state converged on Richmond this weekend for one final protest against the Mountain Valley and Atlantic Coast natural gas pipelines. David Sly is with Wild Virginia.
These projects are so huge and will have such far-ranging effects on our waters across the state. I have said more than once, and I really believe this, that this is the biggest threat to water quality in Virginia.
The State Water Control Board is set to vote on final approval of the projects this month. Environmentalists are concerned that construction and possible spills could pollute Virginia's waters.
It was a kind of spirit and a kind of energy and a size of a crowd that I've never seen at something like this in Virginia.
Officials with Dominion say they can safely build and maintain the Atlantic Coast pipeline. The aftermath of August 12th in Charlottesville prompted various calls for more regulation of weapons and private militias in the city. WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini has an overview of what's been developing so far.
One thing that comes up regularly in conversations about August 12th is the frightening display of heavy weaponry in the city streets that day. It was a wake-up call, and some citizens responded.
So I started up a petition asking the city of Charlottesville to prevent anyone from bringing weapons, guns, knives, sticks, to rallies in public places with public permits. And I have gotten no reply whatsoever regarding knives or sticks.
That's David Swanson, an author and anti-war activist from Charlottesville.
But there is a law that has a list of several cities and counties in Virginia where supposedly you are allowed to ban at least certain kinds of guns, and Richmond is on that list, and Charlottesville isn't. And this is what I've been told by folks here in Charlottesville and by our delegate in the government in Richmond, is that you have to be on that list.
To address this, Democratic House Minority Leader David Toscano is proposing changes during the next General Assembly session, starting in January.
Well, I predict that there will be many gun safety measures introduced in this General Assembly session. As to Charlottesville and Albemarle, we want to put in a bill that will allow us as a locality to regulate weapons in public spaces like 10 other localities are already allowed to do in Virginia.
At the last city council meeting, Lisa Robertson, chief deputy city attorney for Charlottesville, cited the example of a similar bill in Tennessee.
It's exactly what we need. Tennessee is a Dillon's Rule state. They are a state that allows open carry of weapons without a permit and concealed carry of firearms with a permit. They're very similar to us. And as of July 1st, they adopted the bill that allows localities the same authority as the governor has given state agencies at the local level to regulate these things in public spaces. What they've said is that if you have a large event that's taking place, for instance, in a park, if you take certain steps to manage the area and to control the entrances and to do searches of people on the way in and to post the area as being one that during that event you're not allowed to have firearms in that area, you can do things a certain way.
Well, I think a bill through the Virginia legislature that would make very clear that every locality has the right to ban weapons at its own discretion, I think would be an excellent step. The next step would be for the state of Virginia to ban or at least restrict weapons statewide.
While not about weapons specifically, there is now a state lawsuit against private militias. Philip Zelico, attorney and White Burkett Miller Professor of History at the University of Virginia, recalled a case that can provide a precedent for Charlottesville.
Because I remembered from my own experience in litigation against right-wing extremist groups in the 1980s back in Texas that Texas, like most states, has laws that prohibit private armies. They prohibit paramilitary groups arming themselves and coming to political confrontations. They prohibit self-appointed peacekeepers. These are old laws. Some of them go back to the very founding of the Republic. So Virginia, like most states, also has these laws in the books.
Drawing from this, the City Council of Charlottesville joined the Georgetown Laws Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection in filing a state lawsuit asking, quote, to prohibit key Unite the Right organizers and an array of participating private paramilitary groups and their commanders from coming back to Virginia to conduct illegal paramilitary activity, end quote. But what about the Second Amendment? Here's Professor Zelico again.
Whatever you think about the right to bear arms for individual self-defense, this is not a right that then allows you to elbow aside the local sheriff and make yourself the sheriff of your county and organize 20 of your friends with assault weapons to set up a private militia. That's not what the Second Amendment was meant to protect. The Second Amendment explicitly says that militias are to be, quote, well-regulated, unquote, course, by the state. And by then, they meant that the individual states each had the job of keeping the peace and organizing the militias. If everybody could organize their own militias and everybody could organize their own police, democratic government would disappear.
Regarding the lawsuit, motions to dismiss are pending in the state court. As for the petition, David Swanson hasn't heard back from city council members, but he said he would check in with allies like the local Amnesty International or the Charlottesville Center for Peace and Justice to see how they could press city council to act. Indeed, Jason Kessler recently announced he applied to hold another rally to protest against government civil rights abuse at an anniversary rally in Emancipation Park on August 11 and 12 of next year. For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.